www.thebestofthebest.com.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Happy Monday. You're tuned to What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon on AM 910 KCJB and Minot 1460 KLTC in Dickinson. 1100 The Flag in Fargo and 1090 The Flag in Tioga, as well as K-Fire 550 in Bismarck. Mandan, good morning. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. 20th of May. I'm wearing a sweater. It's pouring in a lot of places across the northern plains. I'm looking for a Marine with an umbrella. You seen one, Steve?
Boy, we sure needed the rain out west, though. Oh, my gosh.
I said on the way to school three times this morning with our youngest daughter, who's a fourth grader, I said, icky poo-poo. And she finally stopped me and said, Dad, it's the fourth time you said that in the last 2 minutes. And I said, I just soupy weather. I'm cold. I'm sorry. I didn't know any other words. I said, what's a better word? She said, good. I said, what do you mean? It's good for the crops. Things are going to, the lawn will be more green. This is good. So it took a 9-year-old to slap me upside the head and make me realize this is a good thing because we do need the rain.
Make the 9-year-old mow the lawn. We'll see what she says then.
Good idea. I like that idea. Yeah. Are you aware of this border battle we have going on right now?
I love that. That's the number one thing on my mind today.
Is it really?
Good for Andy Peterson and the North Dakota Chamber.
Kudos. There's a little spat among chambers, and we want our listeners to settle this one. If you missed it, I'll just give you the cliff notes on this story. And then we'll run through some of the guests we have today on the program, which, by the way, include the folks from the Game and Fish Department next hour. And also a fellow that's written a book called Rumsfeld Rules. Who do you think write a book like that?
I'm guessing somebody named Rumsfeld.
The former defense secretary who's been a chief of staff to presidents and secretary of defense. We're going to ask him about this IRS flap. Could that really
smarter than I look on the radio. All right.
Somebody know about it? Hey, did you know his wife actually spent some time in North Dakota as well? He has a North
really?
Dakota
that I did not know.
Yeah, Joyce. So anyway, but we have bigger fish to fry right now. We want our listeners to settle this border battle because the North Dakota Chamber of Commerce, that would be the state chamber, put up a billboard just outside Moorhead on I-94, and it says, North Dakota, open for business. And this has some folks hopping mad also in North Dakota, including the Fargo-Moorhead-West Fargo Chamber of Commerce president, Craig Whitney, as well as a city council member in Moorhead. They're really mad. And here's what the city council member in Moorhead said about all this. Said it's unproductive, it's confrontational, he wants the sign taken down immediately, said it could make local and state officials less interested in backing a proposed Red River diversion project that would move water around Fargo-Moorhead in times of serious flooding. Craig Whitney, the president and CEO of a combined chamber of, as I mentioned, Fargo-West Fargo-Moorhead, also called for the billboard to be removed, said the group wants to distance itself from the North Dakota effort, said, quote, we find this appalling. I pointed out to Andy Peterson the trouble this is causing, frankly, for any of the border chambers. This is not the way to do business. Now, Craig Whitney has said he does not agree with many of the tax and policy proposals from Minnesota lawmakers either, which he believes are not attractive to business, but the North Dakota Chamber should take a different approach. So we want to see if folks agree with that. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Who's right in the border battle is our question.
I'm going to point my finger squarely at Minnesota and go, you're right, that's not the way to do business, but we're open for business over in North Dakota. Now, we're only 15 on the list. You know, they came out with a list of the best places to do business. North Dakota was 15. I believe Minnesota was in the 40s, around 40, 42, something like that. We've got a way to go. We can improve on some things here in North Dakota, but still, top 20, top 15, I'll take that over that other state across the border. You know, Scott, I watched, don't ask me why, just, I have no idea why, but I actually watched some of the Minnesota legislative session this weekend. I have no clue why. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. It was the only thing on because I don't have cable. So I'm watching this, and I take back everything I thought and said, well, most things I thought and said about this legislative session in North Dakota. I watch them bicker, and I watch them bicker about some of the dumbest things. They're getting down to their crunch time, and they're trying to get policies through that are going to guide the state, a state that's teetering on bankruptcy. Minnesota's broke, and they're arguing over whether or not they should force daycare providers to join a union. And things of that nature, it was almost, okay, I'm a geek. I was riveted by this because I was so appalled by this. Hey, you know what? We are open for business in North Dakota. And Minnesota, shame on you for what you're going down the road for your citizens, your tax policies, and everything else. And, oh, by the way, yeah, now they're going to figure out another way to fund the Minnesota Vikings Stadium because that didn't work either. What is wrong in that state?
I don't know, but I do. I think actually that this is something that Minnesotans could thank North Dakota for, to say we need the wake up call, right? I mean, I think this is a if folks see this and say, well, why is that going on, and dig a little deeper into the fact that they are hiking taxes to the extent they are. I mean, taxes were the big push in this legislative session. Snack taxes and, you know, every other kind of tax. In fact, was quoted, I guess Andy Peterson was quoted in this story, another one of the stories, Minneapolis, no, it's a Duluth paper, sorry. Minnesota's economy expanded by 2% last year, but you guys are proposing to spend 7% more. The numbers don't add up, and you're going to tax everyone for that increase. I think when, you know, North Dakotans do Minnesotans a favor and say, hey, this is no way to run a state, they ought to say thank you. We're glad we got the wake up call. So
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What's your take on this? What's on your mind today on this Monday morning? Arlie, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's on your mind this morning, Arlie?
As far as I'm concerned, we should tell Minnesota to go pound sand and mind their own business and take care of their own backyard.
I agree with you. Do you think it's a little sanctimonious on North Dakota's part, though, taunting them? Is it taunting them in the first place, Arlie?
Hey, North Dakota is open for business. You know, back when Joel Heitkamp had his propaganda show on, he made a comment one day that Fargo was the engine that drives North Dakota. After I stopped laughing, I thought, you know, Cass County, they have this imperial attitude that the rest of us are supposed to bow and scrape and just serve them. If they want to see where the engine of North Dakota is, they need to drive west, any place past Bismarck over to Montana and all the way north. That's where the real engine of North Dakota is. And trust me, it's open for business.
It is indeed. And by the way, Arlie, you know, most of the whining on this has come from Moorhead. Specifically the, yep, the, you know, the city council officials there. You do have one chamber official who represents both Fargo, West Fargo, and Moorhead, sort of in a bit of a pinch, because you've got, I guess, customers on both sides of the border that that doesn't like the approach here. But I don't think a lot of the complaints on this particular issue, just to be clear, are coming from Fargo necessarily.
Yeah. But anyway, like my initial comment stated, they need to clean their own house and take care of their state, and let us worry about what we do here.
Arlie, thanks for the phone call.
Yeah,
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What's on your mind this morning? You know, Scott, one of the other things, you know, I remember back even 5 years ago, 10, 15, 20, decades. How long has it been that North Dakotan kids, from the farm, the ranch, wherever, all the cities and the small communities around the state of North Dakota, they went and got an education, and then they left the state. They were leaving North Dakota. They were leaving North Dakota in droves because the jobs weren't here. The economy wasn't strong enough to be able to go back and work on the family farm or the family ranch right away. Where did they wind up? Most of them wound up down the Twin Cities, down in Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's kind of nice seeing that swing coming back as we're growing our economy and we're growing our population and we're affording those opportunities for kids to stay here in North Dakota.
it's good news. I don't think it's a bad thing at all. Terry's up next in Grand Forks. What's on your mind, Terry? Hey, Terry, go ahead.
My comment would be, considering what Minnesota's doing, both social policy and fiscal policy, maybe we can get some of the liberals out of North Dakota to move there, and the good conservatives in Minnesota will move over there. We'll put up our border fence, and we'll be a lot better off.
So you want to do a little? You want to do a little ideological test and do a swap-a-rooney here, huh, Terry?
I think that'd be good for us, and I think Minnesota's on the way down. They elected those people. They're getting exactly what they wanted over there. The people voted for them. Let them be a high tax, socially inept policies over there, and let's export some of our liberals and get the state even better.
I love it. All right, Terry, thanks for the call. Leo waiting to weigh in, too, from Fargo-Moorhead on the border battle. 800-228-0550 with your calls when we come back. Lots of comments on our Facebook page on this, too. What's on your mind, radio.com. Follow us, like us on Facebook and Twitter. More after this.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUOnTheRoad.org. CU as in credit union, ontheroad.org, and on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. Hey friends, it's Scott Hannon here to tell you about one of my favorite places in the world. We're talking about Chase on the Lake Resort, one of the premier resorts in Minnesota, on the third biggest lake in Minnesota. Some great walleye fishing. That's Leech Lake, located in a sleepy little Norman Rockwell-like community, Walker, Minnesota. What's not to love? Hey, it gets better. This fabulous resort with everything from three-bedroom condos on down to beautiful, beautiful rooms in their lodge. $69 a night, any room, any night, now till May 23rd. If you use the promo code SCOTT, go to chaseonthelake.com. You can take a tour. You'll see the restaurant and the bar, the Compradora Veda Spa. You'll see these facilities, the lodging. It is absolutely incredible. And if you go to chasecondosales.com, you can own a piece of the Chase starting at $150,000. No mowing. None of the hassles. They'll fill the boat with gas. They'll put the dock out. ChaseCondosales.com. It starts at $150,000. Check it all out. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
This is What's on Your Mind, 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 910 KCJB, KTGO 1090 Radio, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson. With the question, What's on Your Mind? With Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hannon, and let's get back to those phones, Steve.
And let's check in with Tim. Tim, what's on your mind this morning?
Hello?
Hello, Tim. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a bit, anyway, hey, yeah, Scott Walker over there in Wisconsin, he did that to Minnesota one time, too, put open for business there. I just wondered if he had a copyright on that sign.
Maybe he'll sue you guys.
I think mainly it was, though, for all the people that lived in Wisconsin driving back from their jobs in Minneapolis back to River Falls and places like that so they could read it. But I don't know if Wisconsin ever recovered as much as they wanted to, but they're doing better there, too.
Tim, let me ask you a question. Now, you're from Roscoe, South Dakota. Does a sign like that benefit South Dakota as well? South Dakota is actually a better business climate than North Dakota is.
Yeah, but you see, I don't want the state to get populated. I left Alaska because it got too pushed out. I like it. Just let me have my space. When I'm dead and gone, fill the place up. Until then, just don't. I don't want to be competing for any place to go hunting and that kind of thing. Never again. I'm a kind of an anti on that.
I've never heard of Alaska being termed as overpopulated.
Go down on the Kenai River. You'll see what population, how many knotheads push you around and out, and they shut parts of it down. They want to push you in the park, see, where one of their bullying control agents can walk around and mess with the whole bunch of you. They don't care if you ever get your line wet. They just want you to buy the place to park and that license, you know. But, no, I'd never go back there.
Tim, thanks for the phone call this morning.
All right, see you, bye.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What's on your mind? Thanks for chiming in on the Facebook pages as well.
And a couple of comments there. Jay says, I don't believe the billboard refers to Minnesota in any way, does it? Doesn't it just say North Dakota open for business? Seems like oversensitive Minnesotans might be reading something into that message that it doesn't say.
Scott, is it any different than when Minnesota puts up their tourism posters in magazines in North Dakota and the newspapers and billboards touting Minnesota fishing? Come to Minnesota for fishing. Hey, is there any difference to that?
We used to make fun of ourselves in billboards. I remember, in fact, this is a note to self when Kevin Kramer's on Wednesday. I'm pretty sure when Kevin was tourism director a long time ago, they put up billboards that said something like, North Dakota, mountain removal project completed. Another one I remember was North Dakota, stay here. Custer was healthy when he left. You can have a little bit of fun. I'm pretty sure Kevin Kramer was responsible for those, if I'm not mistaken. Here's some more of your Facebook comments. Larissa says, I don't see anything wrong with it being there. It's a fact we're doing better, and we should be thankful we are. There's a line between pride in the fact and arrogance, but I see nothing arrogant about it. Can't we be happy and share with others that we are happy and financially doing well? Rick says, hey, they can't take a joke. Come on, give me a break. And Robert says, Minnesota wants to be a socialistic state. Too bad. Good for North Dakota. Truth hurts, doesn't it, Minnesota? Typical liberal thinking, bring others down, stop others from rising. Fred, calling from a rest area somewhere in North Dakota.
Tioga.
I love it. How you doing, Fred?
Great, great. How are you doing today?
Good. Is it raining in Tioga still?
Yes, it is. I'm taking a shower. I'm washing my truck.
Courtesy of Mother Nature.
There you go. But the crops are neat again, so we're in good shape there.
Beautiful. What's on your mind, Fred?
Two items. Number one on that sign. The only reason that much ruckus is being made is because there was comments made about the difference in sales tax and such, I think. And if nobody had commented about the sales tax, probably nobody would have worried about the sign. So... yeah, personal thought there. And the other, sometime back, you were talking to High Camp, I believe it was, about the rest area just east of Tioga, North Dakota. And the question was, why is it closed, and what about opening it back up? And there's actually two rest areas, one there and one outside of Williston, that are both closed.
I think one of the reasons they closed it was because they were worried about people camping in it.
Yeah, and that may have been initially in 09, 010, and early part of 11, but things have worked out pretty good now where the housing is plentiful for them. So that excuse kind of runs down.
Fred, thanks for the phone call today.
We'll add that to our list, though, that we're waiting for some folks from DOT to join us to talk about a couple of issues. One about the new expedited dollars that are going into infrastructure in the oil patch, but we'll add that question on the rest stops. Fred, appreciate the call.
Gretchen, what's on your mind this morning? Gretchen, go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. Good morning. I just wanted to say that competition is good and that Moorhead should just go and harp on their legislators if they don't like what's happening.
Well, they elected those legislators.
Well, I know they did. I'm actually a former legislator from Minnesota, and so I could get all wonkish on you here, but I think that the sign was perfectly fine, and I think that North Dakota should be a shining example to those in Minnesota of what not to do.
Now, Gretchen, you say you were a former Minnesota legislator. Where were you?
Well, I was a state senator in the last biennium, and I was from Otter Tail County, but I am now a proud Fargo, North Dakota resident.
What caused you to move over to North Dakota?
Exactly what's happening in the Minnesota legislature this year, the taxing, the spending, the regulations, from their social policy down to their tax policy. This was all laid out on November 6th, what was going to happen in Minnesota, and I think that Minnesota will be a shining example for the rest of the country of what way not to go.
Don't you think this is a kind of a neighborly thing to do, to say, maybe you ought to wake up there, Minnesota? I mean, I think actually what North Dakota's done and the campaign by the state chamber is a good little wake-up call. What do you think, Gretchen?
Well, I absolutely agree. Wisconsin has had signs up like that. Iowa has had signs up like that. South Dakota has had signs up like that. And when I was in the state senate, I stand on the senate floor and say, look, if we do this, our businesses are going to leave. And they wouldn't listen to me. They told me I was all wet. And, Minnesota's beautiful, and there's no doubt it is beautiful. But there's lots of beautiful places in this country to live in that treat you with respect and appreciate the work you do as a private business owner and taxpayer. And so I think that Minnesota is going to fall victim to their own folly. And, the voters of this state made those decisions back in November. And, now they're going to pay the price, I guess, because I know lots of people like me that have moved out of the state. They
Gretchen,
have moved their residency.
Gretchen, thanks for the phone call, and thanks for welcome to North Dakota.
Oh, thank you.
One more quick question before the break. Tim, what's on your mind this morning?
Hello?
Tim, what's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, it's not Kevin Cramer that came up with those signs. It's Jim Fugley.
Oh, was that Jim Fugley that did those? And Jim Fugley would have been the tourism director before Kevin, right?
Right, and the best sign was Custer was still alive when he left North Dakota.
I love that one. The mountain removal project was a classic, too. Good. Thanks for refreshing our memory on and that's been a long time. I'm trying to remember when Jim Fugley would have been tourism director, but that has been a long time ago. But I remember the stir those caused. I was part of a debate. You remember Rudy Perpich, the governor of Minnesota, Steve? You remember him?
Oh, yeah.
There was a border battle between South Dakota and Minnesota. Rudy Perpich was a dentist, and he mocked South Dakota for not having a dental school and saying, what do they practice on buffalo out there? And I had a little debate going, hosted between the two of them way back in the 80s. So these are not new. Back to your calls, and also Don Rumsfeld joins us on his book, Rumsfeld Rules, coming up. Don't go away.
Hardworking trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brand. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, nelsonfergusfalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime, nelsonfergusfalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
This is What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We want to know what's on your mind. Coming up, Donald Rumsfeld in just a few minutes. Let's go back to the phone calls. Jet, what's on your mind today?
Good morning.
Good morning, hey, Jet.
I'm calling from Houston, Montana, and I think they should take that sign and they should move it one state to the west.
Okay, why?
Well, because if you look around in western North Dakota and eastern Montana and see the number of Minnesota contractors and Minnesota private individuals that are actually employed out here, it's hard to imagine there's anybody working back in Minnesota.
The business climate is just that much better in North Dakota and Montana right now, isn't it?
It truly is. I mean, I don't know how you can get upset over something that's true.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing that bugs me, too. I mean, and not to mention, I mean, it's a factual statement. North Dakota open for business, right? And it's almost as though these critics of the sign have played right into the hands of the North Dakota Chamber here to cause this to be a bit of a flap, because they're reacting over a truthful statement that is, you know, more positive about North Dakota even than it is negative about the others.
Well, truly. I mean, North Dakota couldn't have picked a better slogan. I applaud them for it.
Thanks, how's the business climate in how's the business climate in Montana? In your
it's been going. You know, the Bakken was actually in Montana before it was in North Dakota, and we're not seeing the Dickinson Williston type expansion, but we get all the overflow we need, and we don't want any more than what we've got. So,
well, thank you very much for the phone call, Jet.
All right, have a good one.
Montana listener. Our next guest, by the way, has a brand new book out. Many folks know him as a Secretary of Defense because he served most recently in that role for George W. Bush. But he's been a naval aviator. He's been a U.S. congressman. He's been a top aide to 4 American presidents, including chief of staff to Gerald Ford, high-level diplomat, CEO of 2 Fortune 500 companies, and twice served as Secretary of Defense, the only person to do that in history. Donald Rumsfeld has written a book called Rumsfeld's Rules, Leadership Lessons in Business, Politics, War, and Life. Joins us on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Mr. Rumsfeld.
Greetings. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful. How's that lovely wife of yours, Joyce, a one-time North Dakota resident, we should always remind our listeners?
That's right. She lived in Fargo for a while. Well, she's still pestering me to come up there and visit her old hometown there.
Well, since you guys call home a few states to the west, these days, we're kind of in the neighborhood anyway, right?
You sure are, and we look forward to it. We're going to get in the truck and drive over there someday from our place in Montana.
Well, Steve and I are hoping to pick up a few tips from Rumsfeld Rules for talk radio. Do you have any suggestions of where Rumsfeld Rules might best apply in the talk radio world?
Well, there is a chapter on the media and how to deal with the media. There's also a chapter on crisis management and strategy. So I would think if you think about what's taking place in Washington today, there's a good rule I got from when I was a Navy pilot. If you're lost, you climb, conserve, and confess. Meaning you get some altitude, lean out your fuel mixture, and then get on the radio and say, I am lost. And Washington might want to think about that, because we've all been lost from time to time. And if you step back, take a deep breath, and then tell the truth, that you don't know what you're doing and you need some help, I think people take that to heart.
We're talking with Donald Rumsfeld, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Mr. Rumsfeld, Steve Bakken here. Is it a case of the American people being more open to somebody that just admits when they don't have the answer right away or maybe made a mistake or learned and grew in their position? Is that what we've become in government, or should we go back to in government?
Well, I think it's true. I think what you've just said is human nature, that what the only currency leaders have in our country, because we don't lead by command, we lead by consent, is being persuasive. And to be persuasive, you got to be trustworthy, and people have to be willing to believe what you say if they're going to follow your guidance and leadership. And if you say things that over time prove not to be the case, and you begin to start draining the reservoir of trust. I was chief of staff for President Ford after the Nixon resignation, and it was an enormously difficult time for the country because the trust had gone away. As Mark Twain, I think, said, trust leaves on horseback and returns on foot. It's easy to lose trust, and it takes a long time to rebuild it.
Mr. Rumsfeld, given all that you've done in politics, business, and everything, what's your favorite? When you're putting a book together like this, what did you draw on the most as far as experiences, and where were your favorite experiences?
Well, you know, I've been so fortunate and privileged to serve and to do things that are interesting and to do them with people that I've learned from. Rumsfeld's Rules, my book, as you know, most of those rules are from people an awful lot smarter than I am. Sun Tzu and von Clausewitz and George Shultz and Henry Kissinger and people that I've had there, a number of people I've been able to work with. And I think one of the rules that's, setting aside the golden rule, which I would submit is probably rule number one, I think the rule that has been the most useful to me is in business we say what you measure improves. If you can't measure it, you can't manage it. It forces you to set a goal. It forces you to say that I'm going to be focused on this and not these other things. Deciding what you're not going to focus on is as important as deciding what you are going to focus on. And then measuring your progress, because what you measure improves. In the military, they say it differently. They say you get what you inspect, not what you expect.
Our guest is Don Rumsfeld, by the way. He's written a new book called Rumsfeld Rules, Leadership Lessons in Business, Politics, War, and Life. I wanted to ask you a little bit about one of your chapters here, specifically talking about the situation at the IRS, and I think this was written before the IRS had become such the story that it has, but you talk about how this is an agency that has a record of targeting critics. Many of our listeners have called with great concern about the situation with the IRS targeting conservative groups with Tea Party in their name, and wondering how high this goes up. You've obviously been in this world before. Is it possible for the IRS to do what they've been alleged to have done without getting the wink and the nod and the okay from the highest levels of government?
Well, I think it's probably pretty clear that the people in the IRS who were doing it assumed that it was something that their leadership approved of. Whether they got direct instructions, I don't know now. I think the hearings that the Congress is holding will be important. But the chapter I wrote on capitalism in my book talks about the fact that business leaders really don't do a very good job about talking about capitalism or the market system or the importance of having an environment that's hospitable to investment and risk-taking. And one of the reasons they don't talk about it much or do it very well is because they know that the Internal Revenue Service or the Food and Drug Administration or the Securities Exchange Commission or the congressional committees may not like it if they are critical, if they say what they believe. And they have customers, they have employees, they have shareholders that are across the political spectrum. And if they say something that's critical of what government's doing, they're I suppose, apprehensive. And now that we've seen what the IRS has been doing, it's certainly understandable that business leadership is cautious about talking about it.
We're talking with Donald Rumsfeld, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have any questions or comments for our guest, has government gotten too big? Has government, in your chapter that you just discussed, has government got to the point where the business climate, the citizens, are afraid to speak their mind because of the potential ramifications from a bloated government?
Well, I mean, I think of the three problems, the Benghazi problem, the Associated Press subpoenas and invasions of privacy, and the Internal Revenue targeting of people, I think the latter, the Internal Revenue Service, is something that concerns the American people probably more than anything. And I say that because the government is so big and there's so many people and so many of our tax dollars there that when you get a sense that the government is turning against you, even if it's not against you, if it's against your neighbor, if they can do it to your neighbor, they can do it to you. And so the fact that they're targeted conservative groups and ask these terrible questions about that invade their privacy, it seems to me gives the American people real pause and concern. It is something that strikes at the very heart of our democracy.
I want to ask you about, you mentioned Benghazi. A lot of folks in our audience have called and believe that President Obama and Secretary in that time have misled the American public on Benghazi. Do you agree that they have that there's something rotten in Denmark in this whole ordeal?
Well, I think the hearings that the Congress is holding are enormously important because four fine Americans were killed, and we know certain things already. We know the fact that the threats from al-Qaeda-related organizations in Libya caused the British to close their facility in Benghazi. We know that the threats caused our people in Benghazi to ask for more security and that the Department of State refused to give them the additional security. If you're going to have people there, you've got to give them the security they need. And if you're not going to give them the security, you have to pull them out. But they didn't do either. I think the credibility problem is a serious one because the president went to the UN days later and started talking about this YouTube video as causing a spontaneous demonstration, which is ridiculous. Everyone knew that there was a threat from al-Qaeda. Everyone knew that these people who killed our four Americans were heavily armed. And then Mrs. Clinton went and met with the families of the people that were killed and said the same thing and told them we're going to find the producer who produced that video that caused this problem and prosecute him. Well, that is supporting a narrative that they wanted to be true but wasn't true. And I think the congressional hearings will show that.
Mr. Rumfeld, we got about 30 seconds left. Quickly, as far as the AP phone taps, is the Justice Department right in investigating the reporters' emails and mail or phone calls that were tapped?
Well, I started out in government in 1957 when I got out of the Navy, and I've never heard of anything like that. There have been a lot of leaks, and there have been investigation of leaks, but I just simply do not know what happened there, but I've never heard of anything like that in all my years.
The book is called Rumsfeld Rules. Don Rumsfeld, our best to you and Joyce and the entire crew. Thanks for the time today.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, kills skunk smell, cat urine, You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor, so the odor will not come back. We give a 100% guarantee that smell never comes back. Call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to getridofsmellnow.com, use the promo code Scott, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. Getridofsmellnow.com, 100% money back guarantee. You can't beat it. And it's North Dakota made. Soybeans. North Dakota soybeans. Did you know soybean production has expanded to the west and the north in our state over the last decade? There's now 6,000 soybean producers in North Dakota, contributing to a checkoff program. And that investment is paying significant dividends in the areas of research, domestic and international marketing, promotion and education. Through the involvement of both the North Dakota Soybean Council and the association, you receive timely and accurate news and information of value and your pulse on the programs underway to help you become more successful and profitable. Find out more at ndsoybean.org. ndsoybean.org. Subscribe to the North Dakota Soybean Grower and find out more about the North Dakota Soybean Council. Better opportunities, delivering you valuable news and information to North Dakota soybean producers and all of North Dakota's agriculture community. Check out their website, ndsoybean.org, for more. ndsoybean.org.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're tuned to What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, on K-Fire 550 in Bismarck, 910 KCJB in Minot, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, 1100 The Flag in Fargo, and AM 1090 The Flag in Tioga. What is on your mind this morning? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
I have another addition to Rumsfeld Rules that could be added to Don Rumsfeld's book. By the way, this is a great book because I think people forget about Secretary Rumsfeld, all his other, you know, positions in life. A naval aviator, I loved his example there where he, you know, gave us a little bit of advice, but also having run a couple of Fortune 500 companies, and it's, you know, he has one chapter, What Wrestling Can Teach. You know, think about that, What Wrestling Can Teach. Quotes John Wooden in it, the legendary coach, UCLA Bruins basketball team. But I have one other rule that could make the book, Steve, after this weekend. Do not approach a water-filled I-94 doing 65 miles per hour. Did you hear about this guy that you know, I-94 by Jamestown
was
covered with water this weekend? By the way, we understand the water's receded now, and all traffic is slowed because there's some damage from it. That I-94 near Jamestown is now water-free. But somebody hit it doing 65 miles an hour, hydroplaned, and flipped yesterday at supper time.
Ouch. And this is after the warnings have been going on all throughout the day. Slow down, water over the road, reports that you could still get through. And they still had the warnings up, the flags warning everybody, and still went through.
Not good. By the way, a couple more reasons to check out our Facebook page, What's On Your Mind Radio, or follow us on Twitter. I have the two billboards we talked about earlier up now, are going up shortly here. Welcome to North Dakota. Mountain removal project completed. So we're not afraid to have a little fun with ourselves every now and then. And then the other one was the one about Custer. That a stay in North Dakota, Custer was healthy when he left. True statement, right? So what's wrong with that? Let's go to Paul in Moorhead. What do you think of the billboards? Paul, are you offended as a Minnesotan?
No, not in the least little bit. Actually, I'm very much in favor of it. I ended up this weekend watching a lot of the House hearings on the different tax bills, et cetera, and I've done quite a bit of that lately. I'm so disgusted that in a few years, when I have my house paid off and I'm finally out of debt, I'm leaving the state. The whole atmosphere of this socialist state is driving me up the wall. And I also noticed on a lot of these bills, the Iron Range is exempted because they are one of the biggest welfare areas in the country. The businesses up there all get special exemptions from the state. And so, yeah, North Dakota is looking a lot better to me. Thank you.
Like our previous caller, Gretchen, got out of Minnesota, headed over to North Dakota because we are open for business. Scott, what's on your mind today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, that was Jim Fugley that put up those. I think it was in the 80s. And I remember the one they had, I think it was up here just west of Mandan. It said, stay in North Dakota, Montana's closed.
Shot at Montana.
So I didn't hear much about that, but anyway, well, that was one I thought I'd get in there. So
if you can't have some fun, go home. Right, Scott? Come on. Leo and Fargo Moorhead, you're next, Leo. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what Moorhead's complaining about, really. You go over to Herberger's on a Sunday or any other day, they don't have any tax on their clothing. It's full of Fargo people. They get thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of clothing sales to North Dakota residents. So it works both ways, you know.
Well, I know Shields is a big benefactor for their clothing department that's over in Moorhead.
And especially when they have their back-to-school sales, you go in there, it's packed with Fargo people. So they get plenty of business from Fargo, too, you know.
I always go over to Shields and Moorhead to buy my Fighting Sioux hockey jerseys.
Ooh, yeah.
Not for long.
better get a couple more.
Thank you.
So, Leo, you're okay with this. You're not offended.
Not at all. If they don't like it, improve your business climate and get with the rest of the pack, you know. Business is business, man, you know.
That's where I think
they've taken our money all these years and had no problem doing it, and now all of a sudden the tide's changing and now they're squirming a little bit, you know.
This is where I think North Dakota's done Minnesota a favor. I think the North Dakota Chamber of Commerce by, number one, putting up a factual statement that North Dakota's open for business and sparked a discussion here has done Minnesota a favor to say there are consequences to having a not-so-friendly business environment here.
Right. You bet. So have a good day.
Thanks. What did you say, 40th on that climate index? What is it again? Let me find it here.
40 or 42, something like that, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, the Competitive States Index has North Dakota 15th, 1-5, for a favorable business climate. Minnesota is 40th. So, and one of the arguments Andy Peterson, the North Dakota Chamber President, made in doing this campaign is to help Minnesota improve its own business environment. Because obviously, if North Dakota's 50 and Minnesota's 40 on this competitive states index, it's not good for the regional economy as well. So,
and we can improve. I mean, we compare ourselves to South Dakota all the time.
Yeah, there you go. More on this topic as we continue next hour. We're going to talk with the folks from North Dakota Game and Fish about deer season and fishing and the legislative session and more. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550 with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hannon. Don't go away.
What's on your mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bakken roofs. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings. 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.